Not really. It's a village down in Kent. Anyway, the long and short of it is, my company has come into possession of a tract of land that might be suitable for any of a number of purposes. The area is rather underdeveloped, as these countryside locations tend to be. Ordinarily, I would not go to such extremes in my attempt to turn the place around, but for two factors that make this particular situation different. First, I foresee the potential for a rather healthy financial return. And second, by the grace of God, this land comes with a property.
Oh? Samuel shifted a little in his seat.
What kind of property? Well, there's a house there, Toby told him. I haven't seen it myself, but by all accounts it's fairly new. It was built 30 or so years ago by someone who then rather lost the plot, literally and figuratively. So, you see, if you were to move your young family down there, you would have ample lodgings, and the deed would be passed to you, and you would be able to pass it on later to your own family.
I see, Samuel replied. And this house?
It's a little way outside the village, Toby warned him, which is a fact that comes with positives as well as negatives. You would be away from the bad influences of the world, which I know concerns you as a father. Then again, your walk to church each Sunday would be a little longer than you might be used to.
He paused, watching Samuel's face carefully for any sign of a reaction.
But you would be going to church, I assume.
The thought of not doing so, Samuel told him, never crossed my mind.
Then it would seem to me that there is an arrangement to be made here, Toby said, allowing himself as much of a smile as ever crossed his face. What do you think, young man? Are you up for a change of scenery?